Today she is Masechta Yevamos Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. We will begin on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. At the end of our previous year, we had a discussion. The Gemara had a discussion where there was an individual Yitzchak Resh Glusa who had passed away, and it wasn't sure. And they sent a message that Yitzchak Resh Glusa passed away, and the Gemara had a machloikus of Abaye Verava. Do we need to be concerned that there was somebody else with the exact same name and therefore his wife cannot get remarried based on that report? So Rava said, we need to be concerned that there is another person with the exact same name. And Rava said that we need not be concerned. And the Gemara, at the end of the previous year, quoted where Abaya took his position from. Now the Gemara begins with Rava. From where does Rava, says the Gemara, take his position from? I'm Rav Amnon Aminallah. From where do I take my position? The Hanatre story. There were two documents, the Nafkiba Mechuza, that were taken out in the city of Mechuza Ksibuhu. And it says in the Shtar, Chavi Bar Nani, it says, lent a certain amount of money to an individual. And in the other document it said, Nani Ban Chavi lent a certain amount of money to a certain individual. Vagbe Rava Avua Zuzi, and Rava Baravua used these documents to collect money. But ask the Gemara, for Banani Ver Gani Bar Chavi, these two names, Chavi Bar Nani and Nani Bar Chavi, Mechuzah Shchiach Tova, were very common names. So how did they use these shtaris to collect money? Now, from here we see that you could say that if this person shows up with a shtar, that it's a proof that we can rely on it. So Rashi and Tosfos both asked the question, as we discussed at the end of our previous year, that Rava himself agrees that if there are two people with the same name in a city, then we have to be concerned that indeed there's a mix-up. So even if Rava says that loy chayshin, even Rava said, as we mentioned in our previous year, that we need not be concerned, Rava only said we need not be concerned in a situation where it's no reason, where there's nothing that raises our concern. But in a case like we're discussing here, where there are people that have the same name, why would Rava not be concerned? Moreover, in our previous year, we were talking about, as we mentioned, there were two people, do we need to be concerned with somebody who has the same name? And do we need to be concerned that it was the same person who passed away? Or was it a different person that passed away? That was a shaila of an Eishes Ish. Our Gemara here is referring to a situation of Dine Mominus. So how do we compare the two situations? So Tosfos answers that if Rava says that by Mammon we could rely on it, we could learn just that there's no the point is not Dine Mominus versus Dine Eishes Ish. The point is that Rava is teaching us that we need not to be concerned. But that didn't answer the other question. Here we have people with the same name. So since we have people for the same name, why is Rava not concerned? To which the Rishonim answer that since a person holding a document, that is clearly indication, the fact that I come with a document, that's me that the money is owed to. So we take that into consideration, that's why we could be lenient. Vabaya. Baya, who, as we mentioned, says that we do have to be concerned that there's another person with the same name. So why over here was he not concerned? Says the Gemara, L'may Nechashla. Because he says, let's analyze what are the possible considerations. Ilan Nefila, if we're going to say that the shtar that was sitting in the hands of a certain malva fell and it went and somebody else picked it up, says the Gemara, Mizah Zahiribah. People are careful that if they shouldn't lose the shtar. Because, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, there's a chazaka throughout Shas, that mashatach yod adam, that anything that's in my possession, hu shaloi, it's considered mine. In fact, then the Nesivus explains that the Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody presents a document that says that somebody else owes me money, and the person who owes me the money says, well, I paid you back, and you gave me back the shtar, and I drop the shtar, and you find it. So one place the Shulchan Aruch says that he's trusted, and he has, and that's a legitimate claim. Another place it says that we don't trust with somebody saying, well, it was dropped and I found it. So the Tumim asks, when do we believe a claim when somebody says that I dropped it and you found it, and when don't it? So the Nesivus uses the concept that the Pnei Yeshua just taught us. The Aloch, the Chazaka, that we just quoted from the Pnei Yeshua, the Kol Mashat Yesh Tachas Yod Adam, anything that I'm holding on to, Hu Shaloi, is by case where it's supposed to be by me. In a case that, but in a case where people, you know, is a get. So get is given to the wife, and she holds on to it. So there we believe that it was lost. Here, where it's something which is normally transferred, it's not always believed. And if you'll say that maybe he gave over the shtar to someone else to hold, kiven the shmei kishmei, if I would, sometimes I may ask somebody to hold on to a shtar for me. But the person who I'm going to ask to hold on to a shtar for me is not going to be a person that has the exact same name as I do. Kiven the shmei kishmei, I recognize the potential trouble that could come up by me asking somebody who's holding the shtar to hold my shtar if he has the exact same name as I do. My Amrit, so what's the concern? That maybe I transferred the IOU, that if somebody owes me money, maybe I transferred over to someone else. Says the Gemara, if that's what happened, that would be a valid transfer. Because, says the Gemara, even though we know that to effect a transaction normally we have to have a get, we have to have a kinyan, when we have a shtar, an IOU shtar, just transferring it from my hand to your hand is enough to be a valid transfer. So if somebody comes with that shtar and you'll say, well, it's not me, it doesn't have to be me, I could sell my account payables. Says the who got to the shtaka basur, there was a get that was found in get, and surah b'ksibe hachi. And it was written in the get the following words, basura masa, in the town of surah, anan onan bachia nadob, I honor bachia from the city of Nador, patiris v'tarichas plenis intasi, divorced my wife. And says the Gemara, ubat g'rabbanan v'surah ador, and the rabbanan investigated, v'lehava onan bachia achrita. There was no other onan bachia, except on Bachia that was found in the Hadar, Vasa Sadi, and Adam came and said, Dahu Yoima, Kiyichtav Haigata, the day that the get was written, Anna Machia Mahagur Gabonhava. Anna Bachia was with us in the Hadar, and since the get was written in Surah, it's a proof that since the get was written in Surah, that this is not the get that was written by this Onan. Amr Abaya, says Abaya, Afla Dida Min Chashinon, even I, who we learned in the previous Amid, is the man the Omer, that says that we have to be concerned that maybe there's someone else with the same name. Here, Loi Chashinon, here I don't have to be concerned, because since there's no one else that has this name in this city, we could be confident that he's the one that wrote the get. But the question is that they found the get in Nador, and the Edom say, but the get was written in Nador, and he was with us. The Surah, even though he came to Surah, that doesn't mean that he didn't write the get. We could be comfortable that the get is written by this individual. On the other hand, says Rava, after the D, even according to my opinion, that loich hashinan, then normally we need not be concerned. Hachach hashinan, I have to be concerned. Dima gama parcha azel, maybe he traveled quickly. Inami bekvitza, inim emila masa. We have to be concerned that he was in that city, and he told Adam to write the get, and then the Adam went to Surah and they wrote the get. And even though they wrote in his name that the get was written in Surah, it doesn't mean that he was actually in Surah. His shlichim wrote in Surah. K'ramal Rav Safri, like Rav would tell his seifrim, the K'ramal Rav Huna Safri, and so Rav Huna would tell the seifrim who wrote Gittin in his bezdin, k'isnech b'shili, that when you are in Shili, kisu b'shili, write that the get was written in Shili, afgav the mimsur mili behini. Even though you were appointed to be the seifrim to write the get in the city of Hini, if you're actually writing the get in Shili, you have to write that the get was written in Shili. And if you write in Hini, ksu behini, you should write that the get was written in Hini, afgav the mimsur mili b'shili. So that's why Rava says the discrepancy here is something that we have to be concerned about. So Rava said that even though normally I'm not concerned for mix-up, here I need to be concerned that Rava was concerned that Onan, who lived in Huda, maybe he was looking to cause problem for Onan's wife who lived in Surah. And he wrote a get, and with this point that it should cause this kind of problem. And once we have this kind of chash, once we have this kind of concern about the get, that's why we have to be machmer. So we go back to the original question. The original question, how we began the sugya, was with somebody left sesame seeds with somebody else, and then he came and he said, "Give me back my sesame seeds." And he says, "I already gave you back your sesame seeds. This person is holding on to sesame seeds." He says, "These are different sesame seeds. They're not the ones you left with me." What is the halacha? Asked the Gemara. Ma havalai de shumshmi, Rav Yemei loy chashinan. We don't have to be concerned that these are different, and we could assume that these were the sesame seeds that were left originally. Ravina amachashinan, that we do need to be concerned. Velchas chashinan, and we have to be concerned that he got back the original sesame seeds, and these sesame seeds that are his don't belong to the person who left the sesame seeds with this individual. Rather, they are different sesame seeds. And as I saw, the Ramban explains the way to look at these halachas. Says the Ramban, is that we have to look at every situation individually. In some situations, says the Ramban, it makes sense that I left it's mine. It's unlikely that it's not mine, the person who left the sesame seeds. But he says in a case like sesame seeds, where it was a common ingredient that people had in their home, and since it was a common ingredient that people had in their home, it's common that I should leave it by you. It's common that you should have your own sesame seeds. There, we have to be concerned that it's not your sesame seed, and the nifka does not have to return it to the mafkid. So we learned in the Mishnah, ketata beino lebeino, if the marriage situation between this couple was not great, the shalom bayis was not great, and she comes and she says that my husband died, she's not believed. Says the Gemara, hechidami ketata beino lebeino. Ask the Gemara exactly what does that mean that they're not getting along. Amar Yudam Shmuel, bemeris lebala gershini, that she asks her husband for a divorce. And the fact that she asked her husband for a divorce is a proof that they don't have a good marriage. Says the Gemara, kula nami amar hachi. It often happens that couples have a disagreement, and since they have a disagreement, she asks for the ksuba, she asks for a get. But that isn't the proof that their shalom bayis is really not the way it's supposed to be. Ella by Maris Labal Gerishtani. In the case where she said to her husband, "You divorced her," and when he didn't and he didn't actually divorce her. That, the fact that she made such a claim, is a proof that this shalom bayis is not the way it's supposed to be between the couple. But ask the Gemara, if a woman claims that her husband divorced her, lem no, why don't we believe her? Why don't we believe her based on what Rav Hamnuna taught us? Domar Rav Hamnuna, Isha Shamar Labali Girishtani, if a woman says that you divorced me, no menace. But Taisa says that even though she is believed to say that she's divorced, that doesn't mean that she has a right to collect the ksuba. She has a right to be considered no longer an Eishes Ish, but she has the right to collect the ksuba. Why, says Rav Hamnuna, if a woman makes a claim that she's divorced, is she believed? Because Chazok Hashem Ayish Me'izah Be'anah B'fnei Bala. No woman would say to a husband in his face that you divorced me, that it's not true. So it's very interesting that this chazaka, the Gemara just said it, chazaka ein isha me'ezim b'fnei bala. So the Pais can point out that this chazaka is different than when we normally speak about chazaka. Chazaka normally, when we speak about chazaka, is that we status quo something. The way it was is the way it is. Here, the chazaka is a different type of chazaka. A chazaka here is, this chazaka establishes people's behavior. And the Gemara is saying, chazaka ain't isha me'izim b'fnei bala. There's a chazaka that people would not be so brazen to say something which is so absolutely not true. And interestingly enough, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Yud Zayin Sif Beis says, the bezman hazeh, the nefishi chutzpah pritzta, we live in a world with as much chutzpah in the world, ain't in a menace. We don't trust the person. This chazaka, and exactly because of the way we explain, this chazaka is because we establish a behavior. Nowadays, people don't behave that way. So people act with chutzpah. So we don't have this chazaka anymore. And says the Ramah, only lechumra do we accept this chazaka, but not lekula. And the Bach says that bizman hazeh, if somebody would come and say that to a husband, you divorced me, not only is she not believed that she's not considered an Eishes Ish, the halacha is that since she had a cheskes nesua, she had a chazaka that she's married to this man, and the chazaka that ein adam me'ezim b'fnei bala, that a woman would not say something so not true in front of a husband because of the way people behave as manazeh, says the Bach, is no longer operative, she's still considered a full-fledged Eishes Ish. The Aruch HaShulchan paskins like the Bach, but there are achroinim that disagree, and they say, the Ramah says, we don't believe her, as the Ramah said, only to be makel, only to be lenient, only to let her get remarried. But to treat her as a full-fledged Eishes Ish, many Achroinim say we don't agree with the Bach and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Beis Meir that says that even though the Ramah just said that we don't have this chazaka b'zman hazeh, we don't have the chazaka of Ein Ishim Me'izah b'fnei Bala, says the Pesachei Tshuva that if coupled with the chazaka, that if there's a masla, if there's reason to believe her, then even though the Ramah says that this chazaka is no longer really operative, if there's something to back up what she says, then the halacha is, says the Pesachei Tshuva in the name of Beis Meir, we would believe her. And so too says the Aruch HaShulchan, that if given the circumstances, we seem to see that clearly they are divorced, it's just that the husband is looking to cause aggravation for this woman who is his former wife, then we would believe her. But there are many achroinim, the Maral, the Ksav Sofer, the Kundras Agunas from the Maral, and the Ksav Sofer that disagree with the Beis Meir and with the Aruch HaShulchan, that say that once the Ramah says that this chazaka of Ein Adam Ish, Ein Ish Me'izah B'fnei Bala is no longer operative. We can't begin to make exceptions that in certain cases it is operative and in certain cases it's not operative. So Damar of Amnuna, Ish Shish Amr of Nebal Gishtan in Amanas, because Chazaka Ein Ein Ish Amiz of Nebala. So just like she's believed for that, she's also married, she's believed when she said this that she should be able to get remarried. Says the Gemara, what the Mishnah's the case is, B'amis Gishtan b'fnei Plani Plani, where she said that you divorced me, and these were the Edim, v'she'elno, and then we went and asked the Edim, did you indeed witness this? V'amru, and they say, lo hayu dvar ma'olam. It never happened. So since they say it never happened, even though normally we would believe her, and we would believe her when she said that her husband died, here, because there's a reisa in what she said, that then we can't believe her. I saw a very interesting shaila in Sefer Chashuki Chemed. There was a situation where a woman said to her husband that I had an adulterous relationship. And as we learned earlier in the Masechta, that if a woman says she had an adulterous relationship, we don't let her get married based on that statement. Because we're concerned, Shema Nosnai Neba Acher. Maybe she really wants to marry someone else, and she came back with this excuse. Now, this woman, who had once had this type of an episode, where she said that Tamei Anilach, she said that I'm Tamei, I had an adulterous relationship, goes overseas with her husband, and comes back and says my husband died overseas. Now, going back to the Gemara we're learning now, that when is a wife, going back to the Mishnah at the beginning of our parak, that when is a woman believed when she says that her husband died? That is only when there was no ketata, when there was no problem in the shalom bayis between the husband and the wife. The fact that this woman tried to make this type of a statement, is that a proof that she is that there was no shalom bayis? And since there was no shalom bayis, then she cannot be believed. So the Chiddush HaRim makes a very interesting point. The Chiddush HaRim says that we can't compare the case of Ketata and the case of a woman saying Shema Nosna Neba Acher, because a person who says that Tamei Anilach, that I had an adulterous relationship, is a woman that knows that she can't get remarried without a get. All she's trying to achieve is that she should get a get. So how does she get her husband to be willing to give her a get? The way she gets her husband to be willing to give her a get is by saying Tamei Anilach. So in that case, on the contrary, it may be a proof that this woman is being very careful, that she doesn't want to, that she can't, that she knows that she has to be certain that her husband divorced her or her husband died. And the fact that she once said Tamei Anilach is not necessarily a raya that it should be equivalent to a situation of ketata. Ask the Gemara, my time of the ketata, why in a situation, as we just said, when there is ketata, she's not trusted to say Meis Bali? Says the Gemara, of Chanina Am Mishum De Shakra, we need to be concerned that she's lying. She's anxious to get out of this marriage, so she'll come and say that her husband is dead when he really isn't. Rav Simi Ba Ashiyama Mishum De Amar B'Dami. Going back to something that we discussed earlier in our sugya, we have to, under certain circumstances, be concerned that the woman is not being accurate in what she's being reported. And in a situation where there's ketata between the husband and wife, so she's anxious to get out of this marriage. Since she's anxious to get out of this marriage, she's going to say something even though it's not perfectly accurate. Ask the Gemara. So we have two reasons why under such circumstances we should not believe her. Ask the Ramai Benai, what is the nafkamina between these two reasons? Ik Benai the agel huk tata. When the discord in the marriage came from him, and she doesn't hate him, but he's the one that started this difficult relationship, and now she's anxious to also not remain with him. According to the man, the Amr, that were concerned of Shakeris, here, she has no reason to lie. She's not that anxious to want to get out of the marriage that she should make, that she should say a explicit lie. And therefore, we need not be concerned that she's lying. But if the reason is because with the dummy, because when there's a difficult situation between the husband and wife, we need to be concerned that she may not report the facts accurately. Here, we need to be concerned that she's not reporting the facts accurately. Because even though it was not she who began the issues between the husband and wife, but the reality is that there are issues between this husband and wife. And because they are issues between the husband and wife, that's enough that we should be concerned that she's not going to be accurate. The Shulti Debayrim brings an interesting psak. He says, if a husband left his wife in a guna, and then he left his wife and he goes and is no longer married, no longer religious, the halacha says, the Shulti Debayrim, that that's enough to be considered like a situation of ketata between the husband and the wife, and we can't trust her when she says, my husband died. The Riaz disagrees that we don't, just because he left her and just because he's no longer religious, it's not enough that we should be able to say that this woman cannot be believed when she says, Meis Balin. The Ramah, Paskins and Simon Yud, Ereveezer Simon Yud Ches, Sif Mem Ches, he quotes the Agos Alfisi, that if a husband is no longer religious and the wife comes and says, my husband died, that the wife is not believed. Because he says clearly that this is considered a situation of L'chumra, we have to be choshish that this is a situation of ketata. And as a Gemara is teaching us, that whenever we have a situation of ketata, then we have to be concerned that we can't trust the wife. Ibailu, eight echbe ketata. There was a disagreement between the husband and the wife, and eight echod says that the husband died. And what is going to be the halacha? Can we trust an eight echod under such circumstances or not? And the Gemara explains its question. My time with Eid Echad, what's the reason that Eid Echad is always believed to say that a husband died? Because it's a milsla vida leguya lemishakri, something that he can be caught, he's careful not to say not true. And here too, he's going to be careful not to say something which is not true, because if the husband shows up, it's obviously he's a liar. Hachanami lemishakri. On the other hand, we don't just rely on an Eid Echad. The reason we believe in Eid Echad is because we couple it with the fact that she's going to be careful not to get married until she researches to make sure that her husband is truly dead. However, for Hocha, since here we're referring to a situation, this like Tata, that there's a lack of Shalom Bayis between the husband and wife, so she's anxious to see this marriage end, and therefore, loy daiku mitzvah. She won't do that proper research, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah that a man is not trusted to say that his wife died only when she came crying and her clothing is torn, and before she says that, that's a proof that he indeed died. Tanya Amalei Rav Yehuda. She says the Gemara, they said to you, the Lidvarecha, according to your opinion, Pikachas, a smart woman who knows what we just learned, who knows the halacha that we just learned in the Mishnah, according to Yehuda, that if she shows that if her husband has died, then it's a proof that he's dead, so that woman will be able to get remarried. On the other hand, somebody who's not Pikachas, somebody who's not smart will not be able to get married because she doesn't know to put on this whole show of divorcing. Therefore, he says, the halacha is, Ela achazu v'achazu, in both situations, the halacha is, whether she's crying or whether she's putting on the spiel or not, we not say she's allowed to get remarried. Says the Gemara, Hahi, Dasla Beidina de Rabbi Yehuda. there was a woman that came to the Bezin of Yehuda. Amala, so the Chacham gave her the following advice. Sifti Balach, when you come to Bezin, say, hesped over your husband, kree manech, tear your clothing, sisrei mazech, make your hair unkempt. And like that, Bezdin, based on what Rabbi Yehuda just taught us, will believe you. Ask the Gemara, afu shikra, is this a proper behavior? They taught her how to lie? Says the Gemara, that's not what happened here. Really what happened here was, inu karbonon sfirhu, they actually held like the Rabbanon, that if a woman comes and says that my husband died, she's believed. They told her, this that they told her, Amri Tavit Hachi, this that they told her to act this way, is Keich Delishri. They knew Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and they knew Rabbi Yehuda would not be lenient under such circumstances. So in order to help her get remarried, they didn't really need this whole show. And since they really didn't need this whole show, that's why it wasn't a problem when they advised her to act this, they advised her to act this way. So I saw a very interesting shaila that was posed to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. There was a woman, Nebuch Almana, who wanted to get her son into a certain yeshiva. And the administration of that yeshiva was not really prepared to accept her son into that yeshiva. So the Almana wanted to go to the Rosh Yeshiva to ask that to please accept her son. And are we allowed to advise her that she should cry and be very emotional when she approaches the Rosh Yeshiva? Because by doing so, the Rosh Yeshiva is more likely to have Rachmanis and accept him to the Yeshiva. That was a question that was posed to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I saw. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, it's open Gemara. Our Gemara says that you're allowed to do so. And Aruch HaNer takes this approach a step further. He says, let's say I hold something is mutter, and somebody else holds something is usser. Am I allowed to do whatever it takes to be able to convince the person that holds its usser that it's really mutter? Says the Aruch HaNer, our Gemara is proof that if you really believe in what you're doing, you're allowed to do whatever it takes to get the other side to believe you. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah continues saying, under what circumstances is a woman believed to say that her husband died? Says the Mishnah, Beisil Amru, L'shemanu Ella Shabbat Menakotzer. Only in a case where a woman comes in a time of cutting the crap, Medina, and she's coming from, and it was in the same country where she's claiming the husband died, Ukamasa Shahaya. So as we're going to see, the Maisa Shahaya was a very specific story where Chazal believed the woman. And Beis Hillel's opinion is that only if the situation that we're speaking about mirrors exactly what the case was, do we trust the woman. Otherwise, we can't. Amar Beis Shammai, achas ba min hakotzer, it doesn't make a difference if they're cutting tvua, achas ba min hazeisim, if they're cutting olives, achas ba min habotzer, if they're cutting grapes, achas ba medina medina, they coming from one country to another company, ledibach chum bekotzer, when the Chazal said that the story was with Kotzer, El Bahaiva. That was normally where women traveled with the husband and then sometimes came home along. And says the Mishnah, Chazru, Beis Hillel Hayus Kebeis Shammai. Ultimately, Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai that under all circumstances, given the rules that we've been learning in our Perek, a woman is believed to say her husband died. Tanya, Amalam Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So the Gemara quotes a brisa where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had this debate. Lidvarechem, that according to you, she's only believed if it was the exact same circumstances. Eli Ella B'Ktzir Chitin. What would happen that the story where it was cut, that she came back from a cutting of tevuah, was cutting of grain? Ktzir Sairim. What happens if they were cutting barley, Menayim? Eli Ella Kaitzer. And according to you, that it has to mirror exactly the story. Maybe if they're only cutting grain. Beitzer, if they're cutting grapes. Maisik, they're cutting olives. Goider, they're cutting dates. Oider, they're cutting figs. Menayin, how will we know that she should believe? Says the Gemara, says Beis Shammai, Lamaisa Shari B'Katzer, the story that we learned happened with a Katzer, but it doesn't really have to be a situation of Katzer. V'uad din l'kula, under all circumstances, she's believed. Hachinami, Maisa Shari B'Yis Medina, even though she came from that country, v'uad din l'kula. Beis Hilamir, Beis Medina, it's only Beis Medina that I'm going to believe her. The Shechichi Inchi, the people who are constantly traveling back and forth, and that's why she's frightened to say something which is not true. However, Medina la Medina Cheres, when you're traveling from one country to another country, the law is shchichi inchi, there aren't so many people that are there to know, so she's not frightened to say something which is not true, and loy mirtaso. And Beis Shammai says that even Medina la Medina are hachanam shchichi shi'arater, there are people traveling back and forth, and since there are people constantly traveling back and forth, that's why she's going to be frightened to say anything which is not true. So the Mishnah and the Gemara kept on referring back to a Maisa Shari. There was a certain situation that based on that situation, they trusted a woman to say that her husband is no longer alive. Ask the Gemara, my Maisa Shari, exactly what was that circumstance? Says the Gemara, Darma Yudam Shmuel, Shilfi. It was the end of the harvesting season. 10 people went to cut their grain. And a snake bit one of them, Umeis, and he passed away. And his wife came to Bezdin and said that my husband died. And they went to verify if what she said is accurate. Motzu Kedveren, she found that what she said was true. And Ba'ayis Shah, at that point, they said, Hish Amru Meis Bali, when a woman says, my husband died, Namenis, Meis Bali, Teshabim, we trust what she says, and we could trust her. So, of course, Tosfos points out, here we didn't have to trust the woman. Here we did our own verification. So why is that a proof that we could trust women that say it? Says Tosfos that even though that the point of the story was that sometimes you'll be able to verify. And a situation that you could verify, we could trust, we don't have to trust the woman. But not always will we be able to verify. Since not always will we be able to verify, Chazal said that we see that the women reported accurately and we could trust them. Says the Gemara, Neima, as we're going to see, we're going to have a machlokes of Chananya ben Akiva and Rabbanan, also about a case, how a psak that was issued because of Maisa Shahaya. Says the Gemara, maybe their machlokes is the same, but plukta Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Pligi is the same as the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Le Yisa Adam Mechatus Vechatus. We know a person that becomes Tomei Meis, he's Tomei for 7 days, and the way we make him Tar is we spritz on him the 3rd day and the 7th day from the Eifachatus, the ash of the Paraduma, and we take with it Mayim Chayim, and we mix the Eifachatus with the Mayim Chayim, and they are what we spritz on that person, and he becomes tar. So the Brice teaches us, a person shouldn't transport them because we may find that there's a dead person on the boat, and that makes the Eifachatus and the Mechatus tamei. A person shouldn't stand on one side of the river and throw them to the other side of the river, nor may he put them into a vessel and have them float across the river. You shouldn't put them on top of an animal that's going over the water, because that too is like putting it into a boat. Nor may a person who's walking through the water be the one to transport on. The only if he's touching the ground, not the water. Ava mevir mal gesher. And they could take them over a bridge. Echad Yarden, Vechad Shar Naharis. And this rule applies by the Yarden or by all bodies of water. It's specifically the Yarden where this halacha applies to. And specifically if they're being transported besfina through a boat, and because that was the Maisa Shahaya. So says the Gemara, Lame Rabbanan that say that the rule is not limited to the Yardin, and the rule is not limited to a boat, it holds like by Shammai, that when a Gzeira is made because of a story, it doesn't have, and the Gemara is going to quote the story soon, it doesn't have to be absolutely identical. And Beis Hillel, and Chananya ben Akavya, who says that it has to, that the Gzeira is only when it's exactly identical to the Maisa because of what the Gzeira was made, has to be to Beis Hillel. And if it's not exactly identical, then we don't make a Gzeira. Amalek Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say that two machlokes don't travel together. Ananda Marina Afka Beis Hillel. I could agree with Beis Hillel. At Kalan Kurman Beis Hillel Hassam, that it has to be exactly like the Maisa Shahaya, El Shem de Mirtasa. The woman is scared to say something that's not true. And therefore, but Malkum Karav Mirtasa, why do we believe the woman? Because there's a deterrent that to prevent her from lying, because she's concerned that she may get caught. When is she concerned that she may get caught? If they're coming from a place that's nearby. But Malkum Rachik, if it's not nearby, Loi Mirtasa. And therefore, we don't trust her. And that's why Beis Hillel says, we only trust the wife when she came from that Medina, when she came from close by. But when it speak about transporting the Eifrachatis, the Mechatis, what's the difference, what body of water it is? Mali Yardain, Mali Shah Naharis. And says the Gemara on the other hand, Chananya ben Akiva Amalach, Anod Amri Afal Beis Shammai. My position could be consistent with Beis Shammai. At Kalan Karim Beis Shammai Hossom, Oshim the E Daika Mitzvah. What's the reason that we trust the woman? Because it's not just that we trust her because of her testimony. For as we've been learning throughout Masechta, she's concerned that if she's going to say her husband's dead and she gets remarried and then her first husband shows up, she can't remain with the second husband, nor with the first husband. The children from the second husband are mamzerim. That's why we trust her. And therefore, since that's the reason we trust her, the halach is mali makum kar mali makum rachik. It doesn't make a difference. We trust her because isha daika mitzvah. Hacha, but the story of the transportation of the mechatas and the efechatas is because of Chazal made gzeira because of Maisa Shahaya. And the Maisa Shahaya, b'yard and b'sfina, have a Maisa. That was the exact story as we're about to learn. That's where Goz Rabbanan. That's where Chazal made Xera. B'shah and the Horus, do I have a Maisa? Elsewhere, we didn't have such an exact story, like Goz Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, my Maisa Shahaya. What's the Maisa Shahaya that we have this Xera? Dom Rav Yudam Rav. Maisa b'adam shayv mava mechatas v'evechatas b'yard and b'sfina. A person was transporting the mechatas and evachatas over the Yarden in a boat, and then the nimtzu kazayis min ha-meis toch b'kakar shel sfina, and they found that there was a kazayis of the mace in the boat, on the floor of the boat, and that's why everything in the boat became tamei tumas oil. Tumas oil. At that point, Chazal said lo yis adam mechatas v'evachatas v'yivir and b'yarden b'sfina. So Chazal made exeir because of a specific situation. But says the Gemara, it's only when it was that specific situation that Chazal made the Gzeira. If it's not exactly the same, everybody would agree that we don't make new Gzeiras without any basis for making them.